Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Who's it up to? What kind of ground you're going to be? I like this good ground. How about you? Like? Now, obviously, everybody's not good ground. They could be. But me and you. Oh, come on, that's weak. That's you and I. Usins. We-uns. We all. Come on, y'all. We can be good ground. Good ground. Ground that hears the word of God, and it doesn't just get stolen from us immediately. And we don't just stand for a while and quit and lose everything. We don't let a bunch of other stuff choke it out. We get it. We lay hold. Nothing shakes it out of us. Hallelujah. And it develops inside of us until it produces a change in us, in our heart and our mind, and then produces fruit in our bodies, in our finances, in our families. That's good ground. That's good ground. God's looking for good ground. So say it by faith, by the grace of God, I am and will be good ground. Good ground. Good ground. Good ground. Well, if that's the case, then we need to know why the other ground wasn't good ground and see to it that we don't do that. And why the good ground was good ground and see to it that we do that. Keep reading. Verse 9, his disciples asked him, what might this parable be? He said, to you it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, hearing they might not understand. He said, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Now, I know right now I'm about to go over this for maybe the fifth time already this morning, but it requires mind renewal. We must not listen to God's words like we listen to other words. We must treat them differently. Put up on the screen for me, please, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. You can just stay where you are in Luke. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. The Spirit of God through Paul said to these believers at Thessalonica, he said, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, and notice the results, it effectually works also in you that believe it. This word effectually is the word we get our word energy from. It was, the word of God was energized and released power in them. He said it is releasing power and working in you. Why? Because when they heard it, they didn't just hear it like Brother Paul was saying something. Come on, can you see it? When they heard it, they thought, that's the Lord. Amen. You hear those words? That's the Lord. That's in line with the word of God. That's the Spirit of God. We must hear. That's why, you know, he said in this parable, him that has ears to hear, let him hear. He said, take heed how you hear, with what manner you meet, it'll be measured back to you again. The word of God. Everything God does, he does through words. He created the heavens and earth. How is he going to change your life? Through words. How'd you get born again? That's our text. Through words. How do you get healed? Come on, help me out. Words. How do you get in better financial shape? Words. How do you get in better mental and emotional shape? Words. Words. But now see, the devil knows this, which is why he's always trying to plant some seeds too. He wants you to be his garden. That's right. He brings words and thoughts and seeds of fear and despair, anxiety, deception, confusion, depression. And they can't affect you. They can't hurt you unless you let them get in you, unless you receive them, and unless you let them get watered with more fear and more depression and more anxiety and more this and that. When you see something that's just controlling somebody's life, they got a bumper crop. Come on, can you see this? They're experiencing a full-on harvest of some bad seed that they should have never let get in them. Didn't the Bible say casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Do thoughts matter? Yes. Well, what are words? They're thought containers. It's a way of getting a thought out of the inside of me over to you. And you, if you want to, you can take it and put it inside of you. God's words have God's thoughts. And his thoughts are life. They are life. Hallelujah. The devil's thoughts are death. Does it matter what we listen to?
Yes.
What we look at?
Yes.
What we think about?
Yes.
What we talk about?
Yes.
There's all this barrage of seed trying to get in us. And it's not just a matter that you heard something one time, but realize that it works like a seed. And once it gets in your ear, if you keep thinking about it and get it in your mind, you meditate on enough, it's like you swallow it. And it gets in you. Well, that's good if it's good seed. Bad if it's a bad one. Right? Then, if you keep on watering it, it'll start growing inside you. And it'll change you. Over a period of time. Thank you, Lord. You're still in Luke, aren't you? The seed's the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then comes the devil, takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So they never got started. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy. They have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. So they heard. They received, they got further along than the wayside ground, but it was a quick, shallow reception. They were quick to shout, but also quick to quit. You need to have some depth, stability. And anyway, they didn't get any fruit. The third one was the thorny. And that's where we are now. They which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard the word, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Now you can see each ground got progressively farther, closer to harvest. And yet these first three had how much harvest? Zero. Which means they got zero results in their life. Even though they heard the same good word of God. Here we see this was not a result of not receiving, because they did, and it wasn't because it was too shallow, and it wasn't because it lacked moisture. It wasn't because they got offended and quit. This is something else. How many realize there's every reason why this person should have had a harvest? They heard the word. They respected it. They received it. They watered it. It had root. Even though they were persecuted about it, they didn't quit. So why didn't they get a harvest? Other things in life, in this life, choked it out. Can something choke the word out of your life? He mentions three things, three areas, categories. Choked with what? Cares. What's a care? It's a worry. Is worry okay? How many people you think go to church worry? Don't raise your hand. Do a lot of church going people think you cannot help it?
Yes.
They believe, you know, well, you're going to worry, I mean, especially if you care. So now we've made worry an indication of love.
Yes. Yes.
And the Lord told us don't do it. Didn't he? Did he say casting all your cares over on him? Be careful for nothing. Don't have any anxiety about anything. Don't borrow on tomorrow. Well, cares. You can receive a word about healing. But you can also worry about how you feel and about the reports, the tests. And depending on which one you water the most, that's what harvest you will have. How many understand in the same plot of ground? You can't have a bumper crop harvest of weeds and a bumper crop harvest of your flowers. I mean, one of them's going to win out. Whichever one gets the most water and sunlight and nutrition, it's going to get bigger. It's going to overshadow the other stuff. It's going to choke. Another word is suffocate. Another word is drown it out. So God can speak to us our answer. And in that seed word that he spoke to us, that word itself will produce what he said in us. But we've got worry and fear and what I see and what I feel. And if we yield to that, it can choke out what could heal us or what could deliver us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.